Lecture 19, Luther and Predestination.
In this lecture, we get to think about predestination. To do so, we have to go back once again to Augustine and to this Augustinian doctrine of grace. It's a lovely idea, don't you think? That God, by grace, works deep within your heart to give you a delight in loving God and your neighbor, which restores your free will, releasing us from bondage to sin so that we may freely and gladly love. And that's the idea that leads to predestination. How do we get from such a lovely idea to something that is so darned scary? That's going to have to be the first part of our story. When Augustine talks about predestination, and here he's the precursor for both Luther and Calvin, when Augustine talks about predestination, what he means is God's eternal knowledge of how he will distribute the gifts of grace. For Augustine, predestination is always about grace. It's not just the general notion of God's sovereignty over all that happens in history. Augustine believes in that too. But when he says the word predestination, it's always specifically about the issue of grace. How will God distribute the gifts of grace? It's predestined because God makes a decision about how he's going to distribute the gifts of grace before he even creates the world. This is the decision of what Luther calls the hidden God, because we don't know how God decides to distribute his gifts of grace. We have no access to that eternal hidden decree. Hidden decree is Calvin's phrase. And I want to emphasize again, this is an Augustinian notion, but it's shared by Luther and Calvin. And also, substantially, it's shared by Thomas Aquinas, the Catholic. This is common property of much of the Western Christian tradition because it's Augustinian. So, to repeat, predestination is not just about God's controlling everything. Augustine does believe God controls everything. But predestination is specifically about grace. Now, here's where it gets more difficult. Grace is by definition unearned. You cannot earn grace, Augustine thinks, and Luther and Calvin emphatically agree, and that's why it's up to God to decide who gets grace and who doesn't. And Augustine is very consistent about this. There's a way of trying to wiggle out of this, which Augustine closes. So let me say a little bit about one possible way of wiggling out of predestination, which Augustine knew about quite well, and so did Luther and Calvin. You could say, as many non-Calvinist, anti-Calvinist Protestants do say, that God doesn't determine what choices we make, but rather, in his grace, he offers us salvation. What grace means is God makes this lovely offer, this promise of Christ, and says, see, believe in this. Come and accept the grace of Christ. And then it's up to us whether we decide to accept it or not. Right? That's a very common view. It's a very respectable view. It's held by people like John Wesley, the Methodists. It goes back to a group of people called the Arminians. But it is not Luther's view, it is not Calvin's view, it is not Augustine's view. Right? It's a non-Augustinian view of predestination. When we think about Luther now and the Augustinian tradition, we're operating in a different framework from this one where, oh, God makes an offer, it's up to us to accept it. Augustine says, on the contrary, God does make an offer, we accept it sometimes. What explains whether we accept it or not? God's grace. Faith, says Augustine, is a gift of God. If we accept the grace of God in faith, that's because God has already given us the grace to believe. So our choice to believe the promise of God in the gospel is a free choice, right? It's a free choice that happens because we've been given grace deep in our hearts to make the right choice. Remember, Augustine thinks that grace and free will are compatible with each other. So when grace causes us to make the choice of faith, that doesn't take away our free will. It's still a free choice. We freely accept the grace of God because God's grace gives us the grace of faith, the gift of faith, to accept his grace freely. Right? Grace and free will work together. But it does mean, contrary to the Arminian and Wesleyan position, it does mean that it's ultimately up to God who gets saved. Right? We do choose to be saved, Augustine thinks. Or we choose not to be saved, right? We do make that choice. It's a real choice. But behind it is God's choice, right? God's choice decides whether we shall choose, right? God's choice freely, rather, God's choice determines whether we freely choose to accept grace or not.